Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. There's been an arrest in a tragic hit and run in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
In custody now and facing 18 charges in all, including manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide, 26-year-old Robert Matthews of Brooklyn. Now, the NYPD is saying it was Matthews behind the wheel of this Mazda that was speeding away from them. A police chase through Bushwick back on May 9th that afternoon. Matthews then running down 71-year-old Juanita Vidal and also hitting her 44-year-old daughter, Jessica. Both have been walking along Knickerbocker Avenue together, getting some errands done 3 days before Mother's Day. Matthews didn't stop after he hit them. He then crashed into a van and ran. Juanita Vidal died. Her daughter, Jessica, critically hurt. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Three firefighters were hurt battling a huge fire this morning in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx. No word yet on their conditions. Officials say the flames broke out a little before 1 a.m. inside a business on Tiffany Street, and it took crews about 4 hours to get under control. This man works at a business next door. He says he's grateful to the firefighters who stopped the flames from spreading.
Fortunately for us, it didn't spread into any of our equipment or our building at all. Firemen showed up, put out the fire, and I think it worked out pretty well. They were even kind enough to pull two of our trucks out so that the trucks didn't catch on fire and the diesel fuel didn't ignite.
No word yet on the cause of that fire. The NYPD is out with surveillance photos of the two men wanted in the rape of a 12-year-old girl in East Harlem. You can see the photos at 1010winds.com. Investigators say the victim was on the rooftop landing of a building near East 113th Street Sunday evening when she was attacked. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Still no word today on the cause of yesterday's deadly small plane crash at Islip MacArthur Airport on Long Island.
The smashed up plane is still here with a green tarp over it, the tail of the Beechcraft Bonanza visible. Two police cruisers are parked nearby. Lieutenant Kevin Byra says the two men died shortly after taking off at 6:15 p.m. when the plane crashed on runway 6 at MacArthur Airport.
The plane got airborne and for some unknown reason attempted to return to the runway. Upon that return, the plane crashed.
The NTSB is investigating a cause, and right now the names of the two victims have not been released. This runway will remain closed as authorities investigate. If a pilot does a 180-degree turn shortly after takeoff, it is considered extremely dangerous for a single-engine plane. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at MacArthur Airport, Long Island.
A man is under arrest following an assault on two police officers on Long Island. Investigators say 27-year-old Getho Brevet was the subject of a 911 call for a disturbance on Sunday at the Planet Fitness in Merrick. And when cops arrived, he fled. But he came back a little while later, threw an unknown liquid at the officers, got into a scuffle with them, and broke one of their body cameras. In the end, the officers were treated for their injuries at the hospital, while Brevet was taken into custody on several charges, including assault and criminal mischief. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez was found guilty earlier this month on federal bribery charges. Now he could be facing an ouster from the Senate. The Senate Ethics Committee has voted unanimously to look into whether the allegations against Menendez violated Senate rules, and depending on their findings, could recommend that Menendez be censured or possibly expelled. Menendez has said he will appeal his bribery conviction and has given no indication that he plans to step down, despite widespread calls to do so from fellow Democrats.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.